Remember when this sound seemed to follow you pretty much everywhere you went. It's a bit of a blast from the recent past, isn't it? The distinctive ringtone of a Nokia mobile phone. Nokia was once the world's largest mobile manufacturer, but reports suggest that the name, if not the company, is about to disappear. John Kennedy, editor of Silicon Republic, is on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not so bad at all, thank you. Now, the big news is that Microsoft is taking over and they may be taking away the name.
That's right. The on Friday, Microsoft will formally conclude its $7.1 billion acquisition of Nokia's devices division. And that basically will mean that Microsoft will own its own mobile phone manufacturing arm. And one of the implications of that, a leaked memo that emerged this week, suggests that the name Nokia on future mobile devices to come out of that group will no longer be there. It'll be replaced by Microsoft Mobile.
And why is that likely to happen? I mean, why is the name Nokia, or rather, how did it fall so far out of favour?
Oh, we were kind of joking about this in the office earlier yesterday, that when that ringtone that you played there earlier went off, you could be sitting in a pub or a restaurant and everybody would go for their phone. And that was just a real scenario at the time. And they were very successful. I mean, Nokia's history goes back to the 19th century. It would have been a lumber mill, and then it became a conglomerate making wellies. And then it became mobile phone manufacturer. And from the years 2000 up to 2010, it would have been the predominant phone. Apple came along in 2007 with the iPhone. And it was kind of the first of its kind. It was a full screen phone, one button. And Microsoft at the time, the CEO of Microsoft, Steve Ballmer, derided and laughed at the fact it had one button. Nokia thought it would go away and not be very successful. 2 years later, it was bringing out its own device called the N97 to try and compete with the iPhone 3GS. But by then, Nokia's financial troubles had begun and the company was falling deeper and deeper into debt, and by last year it got to the point where it got to a point where Nokia had to kind of do things like admit that its Symbian platform, which was its operating system, was a burning platform, had to be replaced by Windows Phone operating system. And last year Microsoft announced that they were going to buy it for 5.4 billion euros, which is $7.1 billion, and that's going to conclude on Friday.
So this takeover then by Microsoft, what's it likely to mean for the mobile phone buying consumer?
Well, at the moment, when you think about it, the current market consists of two real devices. There's the iPhone, which is about 15% of the market, and the Android operating system, which is Google's operating system and sold by people like Samsung and LG, and that's about 80% of the worldwide global smartphone market. The Windows Phone has only about 5% market share in the world, and it's going to be an uphill battle for Microsoft to become a device people want. Now, Nokia has brought out some really nice devices in the last year, like the Nokia Lumia 120 or 1020, which has a 41 megapixel camera. It's a very beautiful looking device. But again, it's hard to compete with devices that are becoming cheaper, and you know, just Google has done a really good job on it. It's interesting. It's a metamorphosis of Microsoft. Microsoft again was kind of blindsided by the arrival of the iPhone. It was mainly into a desktop operating system software. Didn't really think too highly of mobile. Now, if you think about it, everything a technology company does, it's from a mobile first perspective. So Microsoft has had to kind of really change gear, reborn really, and the new CEO Satya Nadella has been trying to do that. So we'll see a Microsoft that would probably be talking about mobile first more so than desktop in the next few years.
But I suppose when you think back to the ubiquity of that Nokia ringtone, it just goes to show how quickly things can change. I mean, who would have thought at the time that Nokia would fall so far from favour?
Well, if you think about it, at the time, the two biggest technology companies in the world were Microsoft and Nokia. And within 2 to 3 years, Samsung had overtaken Nokia as the world's number one mobile manufacturer. And Microsoft, its last really Blaze of Glory was in 2009 when it brought out Windows 7, and that was a huge success for the company. But after that, it's been fighting a losing battle against the rise of tablet devices and that. So it's a very interesting change. But like, you know, you can't deny, I mean, a lot of people, like when we were talking about this in the office yesterday about the fact that, you know, the Nokia brand might disappear, people were like, no way, that's a great brand. We grew up with this, you know. We remember games like Snake. I remember my first...
Stop it now. That really is a blast from the past. People used to play that for hours.
Yeah, my first Nokia phone was this thing called a 9000 communicator, and it was kind of like, it opened up into a keyboard that had a big screen on it and a big metal aerial on it, and it ruined many a good suit. The lining was torn, and you'd find a phone deep down inside a suit. There's been so many iconic devices. Most people remember just how they would charge a Nokia phone on a Monday, and they'd be still going by the following Monday.
Those were days.
Those good workhorse phones, and I mean that's gone now, because obviously the phones have big screens on them, and they're taking photographs, and they're using apps all the time. So yeah, it's been a big change. Okay. I mean, a huge contribution to technology, and it's sadly going to disappear.
All right, John, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. John Kennedy there, who's the editor of Silicon Republic.